Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I am Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. And this month I'm speaking with Adrian Hurst, ICT leader for the English secondary from the Institut International de l'ANSI. Adrian will be speaking with us this month about technology in education. For more information, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind. Adrian, are there different effects of teachers using technology to teach versus students using technology to learn?
Definitely, yes. I think for teachers, technology has been an enormous gift. We now have more material available to us. We can curate and create amazing content, which really, compared to even what was available a decade ago, has changed the way the classroom can function. We have activities online, simulations, and even assessment alternatives, which make a teacher's life easier and a student's life more enjoyable in the course of education itself. So these complement, although they shouldn't be replacing, the more traditional methods, but it certainly has changed the game. For students, they have a vast amount of information now available to them. And I think we'll see this increasingly over the coming years too. This kind of skills required from a student used to be acquiring information. Now it is more to critically review, to select and focus on appropriate information. The acquisition of knowledge is no longer really the goal. The knowledge is right there. So students can learn anything they want to. The question is, what do they learn and how do they make sure that what they're reading and taking in is actually quality?
That's a very important distinction. So what is it that, let's say, students might lose by doing less traditionally mediated learning, let's say paper, pencil, you know, traditional measuring tools versus technologically informed or enhanced learning methods?
Well, there will be certain things which are going to fall by the wayside, I think. When we started using automobiles, then horses became luxury items and hobby items in a sense. And I think the same fate probably awaits certain things, already is in fact. Handwriting itself is still vitally important, but calligraphy is already an art form rather than a necessity. So I'm not saying handwriting will vanish, but I think some things will fall by the wayside as they become essentially obsolete. And in the years to come, we'll wonder why we ever used them. However, I think it's very important to make sure this doesn't happen across the board, particularly in primary years, where motor skills and social development are actually supported by certain traditional activities, playing
right,
with blocks,
handwriting
colours, shapes, manipulation of objects. And that doesn't need to stop as well when children hit sort of 3 or 4 years old. So actually, one of the approaches we've used is to place heavy emphasis on STEM and STEAM activities, where we are cultivating traditional skills alongside technology, in fact, improved with technology, but to actually combine those two together. So the wheel kind of comes full circle. It's interesting, almost like we're now discussing wind powering ships as a revolutionary way for combating climate change. Wow, what a crazy idea. Wind power for ships.
How might ships have been motored previously? Yes,
precisely.
By wind. Okay. Thank you so much, Adrian. If you'd like to hear that show again or more from our Kids in Mind series, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.